right, so I want to give a presentation about Gnosis, also a prediction market. I directly skipped the slide. What is the prediction market? We just saw Augur. So I start with why Ethereum? And I can make this very concrete because I started a project called Fairlay about 2 years ago, and it is a Bitcoin prediction market. And there are several problems with that. So, for example, if you now want to open Fairlay from your current position, from inside the UK, then you see this site. And another thing is obviously security. So we had the goal to build a decentralized prediction market. That would mean that on the one hand, the user should not need to trust us. So the goal would be that always the money that is in predictions is somehow stored in a multisig contract. And it might be possible to achieve this goal with Bitcoin. The problem is it is very, very complicated. It would take long development, and you have to make it would be not a good user experience. And that's very different with Ethereum. With Ethereum, it's way much easier. And so the one point is the user perspective, that the user do not have to trust us. But the other point is that Ethereum is also great for us, for our perspective, because we do not want to spend resources on security. We do not want to hold a cold wallet of Bitcoins of our users, because it's just a risk and just costs that can be avoided with Ethereum. So what's the current status of Gnosis? We went live a few days after Frontier. We since then have had a little bit more than 900 contract interactions and a little bit more than 5,000 Ether in predictions. So I just now want to give you a demo, and I will. Whoops. Okay, and I want to make a demo and show how a prediction market can be used for decentralized decision making. So I think I can skip the usual use case. The usual use case would be you'd predict on a specific event who becomes the next president. This is one of the canonicals. But I want to show you how to use a prediction market for decision making. So let's say we take this example of Ujo, this music platform, and we want to make this decision, what is a good price to charge? And the goal, the overall goal should be to maximize the total revenue. And another example could be a decentralized exchange, and the decision would be what fees do we charge, and again, the goal is to maximize the overall revenue. So how would it work with Gnosis? You can suggest an event, you would choose what price should be charged, you would specify a closing date, category, and then you could select a few suggestions. For example, 40 cents, 60 cents, and so on. So I skip this and go directly to the market we can create with this. And there we have four suggestions, 40 cents, 60 cents, 80 cents, and one ether. And now, in principle, we can trade here. We can select a share. We want to buy, specify a price, and the usual stuff. All very similar to Augur in this case. But we can also use this button or use this buy all outcomes. That would mean we can spend amount of Ether, let's say 100, and we would get shares of each outcome. Now, the second step is to create another market, and that would be, what is the total revenue in US dollar on the music platform in 2015? And now we can create more markets, and we select our the total revenue in 2015. And now the interesting part is that we can select the currency. In principle, the currency would be Ether, or we are agnostic towards currencies. Could be anything that implements the token interface. If someone comes up with a dollar token, if someone comes up with a Bitcoin token, DAI, or whatever, that can be chosen. But we can also choose a token directly from our platform. And what does it mean? So we choose now. What price will be charged on Ujo for a song, and we select one specific outcome. So basically, what we create now is a market that is traded in shares of 80 cent will be the price of the song. And that means that this market will only be relevant if this decision is made, because only then those shares will have the value of one Ether, and otherwise they will have a value of zero. So basically, in the other case, if this price is not chosen, then all trades are irrelevant. So what you achieve is you say, what will be the total revenue under the condition that we make this decision, that we charge 80 cents for a song? So how would it look like? We create such a market, and here it says, okay, it's traded in 80 cent shares, and here's the forecast on the outcome. So in this case, the forecasted revenue would be $5,000, and people can now trade, and they can basically go long or short, and therefore increase or decrease the forecast. And in the end, we will have a different screen resolution in mind, but anyways. Okay, so in the end we have for those different markets, for the one that's traded in 40 cent shares and for the one that's traded in 60 cent shares, we have different predicted outcomes. And then after a specific trading period, we can automatically select the decision that has the highest predicted outcome. We saw yesterday a demonstration of Boardroom, where there are different suggestions, and you could automatically connect it to the prediction market and automatically create for every potential decision a market and forecast the price of the token of this project under the condition that this decision is made. And I think that's a very powerful tool, and I'm very excited to see how this will turn out. Okay. What is our goal of Gnosis? Our goal is to be prediction market as a platform. That means we are agnostic towards oracles. We already have seen during this conference very interesting ideas for oracles. For example, this direct interaction with APIs of Oracle's. So all oracles will be supported by us. You can specify just the resolver address. All tokens will be supported. We support different market makers. We have already implemented automated market makers. And the idea is that it will be easy to create different skins for different topics. Again, everyone can become an oracle. We will provide an oracle platform. We are already working on off-chain trading faster trading. We integrate our platform with crowdfunding so people can crowdfund a market maker. If they are interested in a forecast, they can crowdfund it. And again, different tokens are possible. Very short look at a little bit of code. Create event. What are the parameters? So we have a hash of an event description, then we have an event type. We distinguish between two types. Types where we have a different number of outcomes, that would be the different prices there we had for potential outcomes, and then we have numeric outcomes where we predict on a range, that would be the total revenue. Then we have a resolver address, that's basically the oracle and some additional data. The oracle can choose fees. That's all you need to implement those three functions if you want to be an oracle or if you want to create an oracle contract. And finally, we would like to be a prediction market as a service. That would mean we aim for one-click deployment. If you have some topic you're interested, it should be as easy as setting up a WordPress blog to set up a prediction market on this topic. It should then be easy to customize it. Integration of other services and build up your community or use it within your own company. Thank you. With two minutes left, I think I could allow one or two questions.
Anyone have a question?
So is there a way to, you know how we had to create different markets for the 40 cent, 60 cent, 80 cent price? And if, you know, you have to individually come up with those, right? Is there a way to like make it less discrete? Just wondering, what if $2 might be the optimum price, but we didn't think of that and we didn't create the market for that?
Right. So the easiest version would be that anyone could just make another suggestion that you always have an other price, and then you can split this other price up into a new suggestion and again another one. Or you could, but that gets more complicated, you could also there have a range, use this range predictions and forecast that on another range prediction. I guess from a user interface perspective, it would be better to just allow additional... Vitalik,
you... came up with a way to do it with log n markets. Basically, you have... So basically the idea is you imagine splitting up the price into binary digits, then you have a sort of prediction markets that are kind of towering on top of each other, one for each binary digit. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that sort of as the top level digits converge, then at first it's going to be between like 48 mm-hmm. 80 cents. Then once you pick one, then then you'll have markets for the second mm-hmm. digit, which will basically be understood to mean like 41 cents, 42 cents, up to 49 cents and so forth. So you could get very specific that way.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Okay.